There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes. Are we ready to go?
Finally ready.
Lemon bound cake. Pound cake. It's just in my head. I wanted to ask you an open-ended question here.
Does that mean I don't have to answer, or does that mean that I don't have to finish my answer?
Don't finish.
Okay.
This is actually more for the audience as well, because Natalie and I had a debate.
Okay.
And I want to settle the debate.
All right.
Let's just say for next February, Black History Month.
Okay. For the Crime Wave Cruise.
Yes. What I was thinking is it inappropriate for a white couple to dress up their dogs as important figures in African-American history? Like, if, let's say, I were to dress up Wendy as Harriet Tubb Dog.
Okay.
And then Carmi as Rosa Parks.
How would you go about dressing them as those people, because they don't have like specific outfits?
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
See, Rosa Parks has a little. Rosa Parks has got a little hat. Pillbox hat, and obviously a nice.
Well, Carmi would have to be Rosa Parks because she sits better.
Wait, Rosa Parks?
Yeah, that's what I'm
Rosa
saying.
Parks. So cute.
I think it's cute. Natalie thinks it's a hate crime.
It's not a hate crime.
I think it's cute, and I think
if you like, if you found a way to like really do it tastefully, like post a picture on your Instagram and be like, this is what makes Rosa Parks great.
Tastefully.
These are the things that she did. This is like, you know, like people don't know. Like,
so if I do a hyper serious, extremely informed,
past Wikipedia,
get a little make facsimile, like bus that
you could
like
talk
fully
about how,
made.
First off, Rosa Parks is beautiful. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of Rosa Parks like in her prime. She's very hot. Rosa Parks is extremely hot.
I did not fucking say that. This is fine. That's
I said good. That.
I don't know if it
you
helps.
Asked about me.
You honest. You off-roaded
it. I mean, she's
you
very
hot. You off-roaded it to qualify.
But I'm saying she ended her life very. She had no money at the end of her life. There's no money in the civil rights movement, is where I was going. Even though she was smoking hot.
So
she wasn't able
to become like a fucking
She like wasn't a model. The OnlyFans wasn't around when she passed.
Yeah. I'm sorry I brought this up.
I love how you find it so funny that someone is so intelligent could be so beautiful.
I don't
as
think
well.
It's funny at all. Just think it's
that it was your first thought. Can we see Rosa Parks in her prime?
Let's go into Rosa Parks, guys. Welcome to Side Stories.
I'm gonna fucking go. I'm gonna finish.
I just again, it was an open ended question. I honestly, I'm sorry, everybody. I allowed the question to be open-ended because we have it here.
It's March. It's Women's Month, so you can talk about it for 2 months in a row.
Yes, that's why and also you know what I was saying to Natalie. That's what I was also saying to Natalie. They are girls. Wendy is Harriet Tubb Dog would just have a little head wrap.
I get it because it's Tub Man, and so it's Tub Dog. I understand now.
I'm sitting here.
I think the pun's awful, but now I realize it's actually not bad.
And this is
a different intro. This is crazy.
Is this bad?
It's not crazy. This is what he's talking about. I'm calling a beautiful woman beautiful.
I know.
And everyone's like, look at me like I'm not allowed to find this fucking great woman hot.
And sitting right next to me as I have
my eyes just like,
a true student of history. A true fan of the civil rights movement, Ed Larson.
She's gorgeous. Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm really glad that we got here.
Harriet Tubman's not hot. Are you happy now?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Harriet
I didn't say
Tubman's
that either.
Ugly.
That we're
now,
gonna
we,
have
now
to
we're know. Doing it. Now we're doing now you're this is what you asked for now.
I did not ask. I never once asked for any bit of this. Well, let's get to updates. Because we got a lot going on today. Man, a lot of going on today.
We got an update on our lottery scammers.
Okay, so first of all,
this is my favorite.
This is amazing. We got somebody reached out. Last week we covered, I believe it was 7 men from the, they were from,
Ohio, but they did the crime at Pittsburgh.
And over in like the Delco County area of Pennsylvania, where they were doing this extended, essentially fake bit that would either be along one lines, got a guy that who's got a bunch of money, doesn't know how to play cards, and he's behind this fucking rest stop.
Hey man, my buddy won a lottery, he's behind the rest stop.
I love this
behind
concept.
The rest stop, gonna get some money.
This is what I love. So somebody wrote in being like, this is, and so 7 guys did this scam over 3 months. They made $21,000. We realized, like, we broke it down. It's like minimum wage. They're making minimum wage doing this. So this guy, someone got stopped by them, and this is a great email. It's like, I just think it's so funny. Hi, while traveling back and forth from Pittsburgh to Chicago, handling my late stepfather's belongings. I'm sorry.
It's a weird detail to throw in.
I was right at the top. I was stopped at an Indiana rest stop by the scammers you talked about in the last episode. My girlfriend and I were leaving the rest stop when a man in a white tank top, long red basketball shorts, oh yes, and a flat-brimmed hat came up to us asking us to roll down our car window. I obliged. He then told me, hey man, a dude back there just won the lottery. He's handing out cash, man. The news is here, man. He's around back, man.
The news is here.
knowing that that's not how the lottery works, I thought to myself, if I'm not getting stabbed at, I'm not going to get stabbed at this Indiana rest stop today. And I told him, I'm good. We went back and forth for a while he asked me, like, why don't you want free money? Why don't you want that free money? You don't want free money? You better have free money.
Right? Why are you trying to give it away so bad?
I know. Yeah, exactly. And then I finally just said, you know what? Yeah, I'll pull around. He ran off. And I drove to Chicago. We laughed, and it felt like an obvious scam that it could not be real. Thanks for letting me know it was a real half-ass scam. That was like, that just made me laugh.
Yeah, because
so
this
much.
Happened in Indiana, and they did it all over. They even did it in Canada once, apparently.
It is a bad plan.
Yes, yeah, but it worked for a while.
Somehow, I mean, it does so, seem
that's
to.
That's because it was so ridiculous that even people who it happened to that knew it was bad didn't call the cops because it's so crazy.
Oh, they're so stupid.
Because
they're
so dumb.
It's so dumb what happened to them. It kind of feels like.
It's never the victim's fault, but don't fall for this.
No, this is real fucking stupid. This is real, real stupid. And I think that people don't realize it even kind of happened to them until it's too late. And I love that finally someone's like, that's not how the lottery works. This is going to shoot money out of the fucking basket. You know, like, you don't just make all this money and then it just, it's fun. So we have that. We have also, obviously, I could have called it from a mile away. Kelly Osbourne and DJ Sid Wilson split. We know this, though. But that's the Youngblood curse.
Yeah. Did you
that's
see
the Youngblood
it?
Curse. Youngblood
got divorced. They're getting rid of the marriage plans, and it's all over.
Cut two. What day is today? A week from now, I bet you Youngblood fuck Sharon Osbourne.
Oh my God, I hope so.
Youngblood's gonna fuck Sharon Osbourne.
She's turning into him. You see how thin she is lately.
Oh God.
She's turning into Youngblood.
We're all concerned. But I will say, Youngblood's coming in there, and he's going to come inside your mother, fucking Kelly, so you need to get your head together because you're going to have a new sister. Youngblood's going to put a child in Sharon Osbourne in the last of her egg.
So, all right, so everyone remember, Sid Wilson, he proposed.
On the night,
directly after Ozzy has basically committed suicide to perform this charity, the biggest charity event of all time.
You know that, right? That he had to cycle down his medication just to perform in order to do the final show. He went off of all of his, like, the cocktail for like a month before then so that his body would be able to perform, knowing that he would probably, that it would kill him.
He died a week later.
Yes. Knowing it would kill him.
He died a week later.
And Youngblood and this other guy are just sucking up all the fucking specialness.
Yeah, they took it all.
He sucked it all up.
Yeah. And then so this guy proposes to Kelly Osbourne while Ozzy's in a wheelchair
and
to go off stage.
No.
And then shocker, They're not actually getting married.
It's as trashy as getting. I'm telling you this. Reason why, yes, we're all concerned about Kelly Osbourne. We're all pulling for her. We know that she's currently grieving. But we have to remember, this is the trash we see on Facebook.
Yeah.
This is the type of shit. It's the same as getting engaged at somebody else's wedding. It's the same as doing, like, you're pulling shenanigans.
Yeah.
And it's bad luck. It's bad luck for you.
Everyone's like, oh, well, maybe Ozzy wanted to see her get engaged in one of his last moments.
No father ever wants to see his daughter get engaged.
That all doesn't mean shit.
A father wants to see his daughter get married.
Last moment.
But I do believe a father wants to see his daughter. He wants to be at the wedding. Yeah, he wants to be at the wedding. He does not care about the engagement. The engagement's where you fucking do anal for the first time. You know what I mean? The engagement.
That's a ring.
That's nasty. You know what I mean? The engagement night's nasty sex. We all know that engagement night's for nasty sex. And you can't think about your elderly father as his dying, as the light is dying from his eyes as he's watching you, knowing that the whole point of the engagement ceremony is to ask permission from the world to come inside this person without a condom on.
Yeah.
That is literally what it's for. It's why engagements have always existed. Marriage is technically, it's kind of pointless and stupid in a way.
It's the day where you say no more condoms.
Yeah, right? And that's what he did in front of Ozzy. the day that should have just been about him.
It really should have just been about Ozzy.
So it's nice that the Pan Flutes, it's not
the greatest
the
charity of
them. You're fighting them still, it feels like.
But it is making.
Say something nice about Youngblood.
He's not on the Epstein list.
He's not. He's too young.
Too young.
He could have been a victim.
I would have liked him then.
He does look like a model.
He does. He's very handsome. Honestly, again, I'm sorry to come back at Youngblood. I'm already hearing Youngblood's army coming for me.
Yeah, well, you know.
I asked for it, huh?
You did ask for it, but I don't care. Let him come.
Let him come. Also,
let him come.
We
That's
all
one
know.
Thing I say about Youngblood's fans. Let him come.
Please let him come.
Come away.
Also, you got fucking mark my words, he puts a baby in Sharon Osbourne.
You, oh, man, nothing would make me happier.
He's going to do
impossible.
Who knows?
It's not impossible. It's not impossible. It's,
she could have an egg in there.
No, dude.
Oh, dude, in the back?
Yeah, she could be still be having babies.
Think about this. From Ozzy to Fozzy.
Oh,
that's the next kid.
Oh, Fozzy Osbourne?
Fozzy Osbourne.
Waka, waka, waka.
That's the bit. All right, so in more fun news, this is an update. And the reason why it's an update, because I have already been fascinated by this young man
you
before.
You got a tiny maniac on the loose.
This is, I mean, but he made it, he did it himself. This is truly, Natalie heard me describing this story with the glee I had yesterday, and she just said, like, what do we do here? Why are you so filled with glee over death?
Stories like this put a roof over her head.
It's why we do what we do. You know what I mean? It's why I wake up and stories like this is why I wake up in the morning. Okay? This story, it comes from all the way out of the beautiful, beautiful state of Maryland. Now, La Plata, Maryland, which I did not know they had Spanish named, like a fort.
Yeah.
What is that in Maryland? So he's a professional cornhole player. You might know him by the name of Dayton James Weber.
Might as well be the face of the sport.
At this point,
yeah.
He is armless, legless. They were amputated when he was, I believe they were amputated when he was a young boy.
He had
right?
a blood disease.
He had a blood disease. And he became famous for his ability to see through a world telling him, no, you can't play cornhole. You don't have arms or legs.
Yeah.
Those are the two things you need the most for cornhole. And he said, fuck you.
Well,
I have
you
a
need
torso.
Legs for, you don't need legs for cornhole.
He showed that.
Yeah.
He showed that. But I feel like legs could have helped, but he showed that he, just using his two nubbins,
mm-hmm.
he could become
champion.
A fucking champion. And we loved him for it. But it seems, as what comes with the crown, heavy. Is the role of the king.
Absolutely.
Right. And I feel that what we're seeing here is a bit of an Aaron Hernandez-like scenario where Dayton Weber.
He often does fall down after he throws the cornhole bag. So he might have CTE. Test pending.
Test pending.
Test pending. Yes.
So now what we now know is that he has been charged and with with murder. He believes it is he is under suspicion for murder in a deadly shooting that occurred in Charles County. Now, you heard me correctly. It wasn't with a rocket launcher done by a gun on a little button on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. It was done by a full on, I believe, a revolver or a Glock.
He has a semi-automatic.
So I, first of all, like the whole world was like, what? So armless, legless man, while driving, shoots the guy behind him. The police are straight up saying, we have no idea how he concealed the weapon on his person. Can we first look at the video, Rob? I want to show Eddie the video of Dayton Weber showing the world on YouTube just how easy it was for him to reload and load a gun and shoot it.
He put out his own evidence.
It is the wildest thing. Wow. You could see he puts he very carefully.
Does he have a finger?
It seems like he has one little finger in there. I want to know. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I'd love to know. What's the official term for nubbins and the hooks on the ends of the nubbins that you use? Yeah. I know. I'm just asking. I don't need to be delicate here. If you've been an amputee, you guys know what I'm talking about. What is the actual
Once
official
you kill
term?
Somebody, we're allowed to be a little rude.
He's fine, but I'm just asking.
Yes, allegedly.
I'm asking
allegedly.
The crew. So right now, he is watching the accuracy with which he shoots. Smile on his face. He's so excited. This motherfucker decided to do every single thing he shouldn't be able to do. Cornhole, murder, driving.
He's an advocate for quadriplegic or amputee hunting. He's a hunter. He used to kill deer and shit like that.
Well, I think what happened here, man, is that Lil Nubs, which is what they might call him down in La Plata, right? And then Lil Nubs might be kind of fucking being a bit of a, I might be involved in a drug, activity. We don't know. Right now, we don't really know a lot of the details. What we do know is
There's two witnesses.
They said that Weber, he pulled out a firearm, shot Wells, the guy that was with, which is very sad that he shot this guy. Michael Wells, he shot him inside
Braidrick,
the car.
Braidrick Wells.
Yes, Braidrick Wells.
That's what Pat wrote.
Oh, well.
Shout out to Pat.
What I love is what we don't know is the police have not explained how Weber was able to drive a car or fire a weapon. We just showed you.
It was a Tesla. So imagine there's some self-driving aspects to it.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Honestly, that does make a lot of sense. So it was a Tesla.
It was a Tesla.
He might add some self-driving things. There are also some applications. I'm sure
if any car can help someone drive, it's a Tesla. Shout out when shout outs happen.
So I will put it this way. I'm not surprised by the driving. I'm not even really even surprised by the ability to shoot. I just think it's amazing that he did it while driving and that they stopped it. And then just think about this. Think about the points of pressure you need. I got my knees and my nubs.
Yes.
Knees and nubs. This is so hard to do, dude. How much core strength that you need to fucking have?
He was a wrestler.
Yes, and I also will say I got an email from somebody that was a former wrestler with him, which they said they were really excited for this story to come out so they could finally talk about what an asshole he is.
Oh, yeah.
He was an asshole. And that his,
I mean, of course, I mean, he I would used be his too nubs, if I had no arms or legs.
Of course, but he used his nubs to, deadly effect. In wrestling, where you jag them into your balls, and they would be hard for them to see what he was doing, and he'd jam his fucking nub up into the back of your neck and shit.
Well, remember, wrestling is all weight based.
Yes.
And so he's wrestling guys with arms and legs.
Yeah.
So he is weighing as much as these people without arms and legs.
And he's just fucking salamandering these motherfuckers.
Yeah, no, he's like a 140 pound clam.
Dude, and that's a lot of clam.
Yeah.
You saying he's a clam?
I'm just saying, he's all muscle.
But clams can't grip.
Dude, clams can grip. You ever seen footage of a clam hunting? Clams fucking, their little muscle comes out and fucking grabs something and pulls it back in the clam and eats it. Clams bad as fuck. Clam fuck your whole bullshit up.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I can see it moving, because its tongue pushes. I still feel like I'd call him a man instead of a clam. I think that his ability to grip and rip just from the using his belly button is truly one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. And the fact that he can fucking have a concealed and carry on him and zip it out
Well, I don't think he zipped it out. I imagine he pulled it out, and the guy's like, what are you going to fucking do with that? You're going to shoot me?
And then he's just like,
yeah, maybe I am.
Yeah, and then, I think he talks normal. I think he has a normal voice, by the way. I think his voice is totally normal.
You're trying to fuck with Lil Nuts? Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, maybe he was meeting with his hand dealer.
Yeah,
and the
guy
fucking didn't show up with the product. He showed up and he threw the money in the back.
That's the guy.
And
he's like, make with the hands.
Make with the hands now. Come on. Make with the hands. Let's go. And then he goes to open up the hand box and he opens it up and the hand box all full of paper mache and shit. He's been like, you're trying to fucking scam little nubs. You're trying to fucking scam little fucking nubs.
Like I'm saying, I think he has a normal voice.
I'm just saying that he's angry, dude.
He's definitely angry.
And they said witnesses watched him run away and scurry off into the fucking forest
He ran off into the woods, dude.
Just like fucking nubs on nubs, dude. That's fast as hell.
Like a giant running clam.
I gotta work on this.
Yeah.
It's a giant running clam.
Yeah. The cops, like, because of the witnesses and everything, and they knew the video of him shooting the gun, the cops were like, we're not stumped.
What? Unfucking believable.
What happened? Silence?
I'm going to have the American Disabilities Association
email
Ed.
The cops were
Ed.
Not stumped.
I want them to email Ed explain to him that no matter how many limbs you have or have not, you can still be an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best part.
He was an asshole.
Oh, he's an asshole. Yeah.
Yeah.
But great cornhole player. Put
yeah.
sport on the map. He is, you know, he chose to do everything. The whole world said, you can't do this.
Also,
can you imagine? I bet you next, in jail, he becomes a tap dancer.
Mm-hmm. He can do anything he wants, apparently. Maybe he'll join the Aryan and have the cutest Heil ever.
Oh, cute. Little stubby Heil. You know, he's got huge shoulders.
He's very strong.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I was just really surprised that he would use all that goodwill.
And he'd
murder. Because guess what? I was in there. But you know who I also say?
I don't think he got much money playing cornhole.
I guess not. And then we also talk about Oscar Pistorius.
See this picture of him dancing off of his four-wheeler?
Rob, you got to see this picture of him as a little boy. He jumps in up and down doing all these tricks on his little dust bike.
Yeah, I sent you a
document. He's total control. He's total control of his. He's all abs. He's only abs. He's like, his whole thing is that he's the best parts of Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy's crazy. No, he was quite determined. And
he was good at doing, and he did the worm.
Oh, of course.
He was very good at dancing. I guess that's the only dance move.
That's how he moves.
Yeah.
That's how he gets places fast.
Yeah, the worm, yeah. Yeah, but this is him on a dirt bike.
He was quite a little miracle. And now?
Or four-wheeler.
Now that little miracle is on his way to jail for fucking murder.
Man.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see how it all comes. I'm sorry.
I mean, no, he's in there.
Oh, yeah.
What are they going to do? I guess he'll have to have a motorized wheelchair, I imagine.
No,
dude. He's not. This dude would not be down for that.
That motherfucker is completely capable.
How does he wheel a wheelchair? He can't wheel a wheelchair.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have to. A lot of times.
Well,
time.
In jail, he's going to have to.
He might not.
Well, you think he's going to get a guy?
No, he can go anywhere.
He doesn't. I think
the
he just scoots around, dude.
Driving a car and shot the back passenger in the head. I think he can get to the showers and back. I think he's fine.
Yeah, getting around is not a problem for this guy.
No, you think he's fine, dude. And also,
they should put two little mops on him.
You're a fucking asshole. You're a fucking asshole. It's only okay
everyone
here.
In jail should have a job.
In jail, this is the only okay about him. He's a murderer
I'm
right now, allegedly.
In prison, everyone's got to have a job.
We got to get to the trial, man.
Everyone's going to be mad.
Everybody, yeah, sure, good. Good, let them be mad. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we're only speaking the hardcore truth. We're only talking truth to power here. This is definitely not punching down because he's a champion and he's a murderer. Both.
He murdered.
And that's what makes him bad.
Rosa Parks is hot.
Allegedly.
No, not Rosa Parks.
She is hot.
Yes, but he's an alleged murderer. He's an alleged murderer.
Tell me how many times you look up a picture of her.
You know who's a nice guy who's got an amputee?
Who?
The guy, the one-armed guy from Twin Peaks.
Great guy.
Al Strobel.
Yeah.
I looked him up.
Al Strobel.
One-armed actor. He was also in the Grateful Dead's concert film Sunshine Daydream.
Oh, that's nice. Because the Dead didn't
Died in Oregon.
With the Dead, they had Jerry was missing a finger. That's the Grateful Dead thing.
Yes.
Jerry Garcia is missing a finger.
Yes, he was missing a finger.
And Motley Crue. Wait, no, not Motley Crue. Who was the guy who had a drum?
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard had a one-legged drummer.
Yes. One-armed drummer.
One-armed drummer.
Yes, because the second leg has allowed him to drum better.
Was there a Grateful Dead guy that only had one leg?
No, there was the Grateful Dead bassist that didn't have a face.
It's a different podcast.
There was another. Yeah. Now we're just guessing missing parts of old men. Can we guess? What other parts are missing?
Live from your grave.
All right, let's get into some current news, because
this... All the Grateful Dead drummers had legs.
All right, so this next story is about America. All right, and this is about a truly unifying thing that happened that we should pay attention to, and this is...
Are we skipping the update?
Oh, fuck, even forgot.
We didn't update it.
Let's do it. And now... We have an update.
It's an island adventure.
It's an island adventure.
Heck yeah, it's Jeffrey time.
Man, that's great. It never gets old. So this is an interesting one. This is a quick update. This is just one of those that I found. This is a little factoid that popped through all the noise recently that is just wild to me. So a Missouri pastor was suspended by the Missouri Conference of the United Methodist Church. The Reverend Stephanie Remington was put on a 90-day suspension when it was discovered that she was Epstein's administrative assistant and the temporary property manager of his private island, Little St. James, from August 2018 to May 2019, which is, I believe, when he died.
When he was arrested, yeah.
And so this fucking bitch was in charge of the entire island. She says, obviously, no idea.
Never saw nothing.
Said that, oh my God, we were aware of his charges.
Yes, they knew that. Well, you know, it's like if someone, you know, if we're going to believe in the prison system, you know, like it's one of those things, I could see that as an argument.
Oh, yeah, obviously. You know, a billionaire pedophile always learns his lesson after a weekday, daytime jail assignment, and which he's allowed to go home at night and on the weekends. You're right.
They do that in Florida.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
It seems like it's built in. And it seems like why all these sexual predators are moving there.
Remember, Pam Bondi was a part of giving them that time.
Oh, we remember. Oh, I always remember.
Yeah.
And so this bitch, she was in charge of everything. And what I find interesting, number one, she just got suspended. No reason to fire her. Right? Because, yes. Like, you know...
Her name appears in 1,800 documents.
If you look through the Epstein files, and it seems that she's on a lot of fairly perfunctory supply lines, looking for utilities, there's certain things that are involved on the island that she was doing, just sort of very day-to-day operations. What I think is interesting is, how did we... Jeffrey Epstein was a very... We kind of talked about this. Obviously, I don't think he believed in God or had any form of religion, but he was very culturally identified within his Jewish community.
Yes. Well, it was more because, like, he had connections to fucking Israel.
Yes, but also he himself would talk about when he was talking with the Rothschild lady in his emails, he was talking about the history of the Jewish people and the Epstein name, talking about this idea of like the Epsteins were also some part of legacy Jewish family. And he also
it's a very famous name.
Used a lot of Jewish community connections in terms of like, not a lot of like, I don't see a lot of rabbis necessarily in there or like actual religious functionaries, but he was a part of like, traditional kind of like philanthropic.
Yeah, but you could say you know, he was also with the Democrats and all that shit too.
Yeah, everything, he didn't care, right? He obviously was an equal opportunity person, but I do find it interesting that somebody that identifies so culturally with his Jewishness then used a Methodist pastor to be the administrator for his island.
Here's my...
The secret places of all secrets besides Zora Ranch.
Here's my, like, you know, like looking too deep into this and looking at from her point of view type of deal. I think at this point, it's towards the end of his time on the island. I think this might be some of the only times on the island when he was committing no crimes because he knew he was going down soon.
It's very possible.
And he knew he was being watched.
Still doesn't matter because he was a convicted fucking sex offender and a billionaire surrounded by all of these shady connections, which were very, very obvious at the time. But
for sure. Yes. But I'm saying this woman has no connection to any of that. And I think there's a really good chance there were no crimes being committed at this time on the island. And I also find it interesting that so few people have been punished for this.
Right? Guess who they in America, especially.
Yeah.
And guess who they were? Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
And this woman.
Yeah. Two women.
Yes.
You know,
not
like,
a single guy has been fucking punished.
The CEO of Chuck E. Cheese had to step down.
And it's just so he just got, and guess what that means, guys, when a CEO steps down? He gets to take a pay package and gets to retire in luxury. That's what he got to do. He got to quit work and make money.
Yeah.
So remember that every time they talk about, I forget what other big company, there was another guy that stepped down that everyone's like, oh, you see, no, there's some complications here. And it's like, fuck all of you. No one's, the only person they even saw, and they just suspended her. They didn't even fucking, how much pay could she be getting?
I think that she might have done nothing wrong.
But the reason I also
feel
like.
Take a job from a bad man.
But guess what it does? Guess what happens? Every single time a squeaky clean person openly works with somebody that obviously is a career criminal and rapist and pedophile, you are applying your good cred to this person. This person was used as a whitewashing technique for the island.
Absolutely.
And they allowed it. And they bent over and they spread their fucking cheeks and they took it.
They knew he was a pedophile.
Yes, for whatever
they
money.
They definitely did. But in her defense to that, she's already a pastor.
That's the thing. Which is a part of the reason why they did it. Because according to Remington, she said, I never saw anything. I knew him for the last 9 months of his life. Well, after he served time for the things he was accused of doing. Oh, I did not know. I'm just so sad that why do people do bad things?
When you do her voice like that, she sounds like someone who has no arms or legs.
You try to fuck with Lil Nubs. This Lil Nubs house. This Lil Nubs house. You get closer so I can smack you.
Oh, man. How would you feel if he worked on Epstein's Island?
Oh, man. He would have been a blast.
What were you? Waiter.
Yeah, dude. And one under the Capri Sun from across the pool. He's like, flips it across the pool. And everyone's like, Epstein's like, I love that guy.
Look at
that guy. That's how my favorite. See how he flips it?
Right in your hand.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't believe it. I took it from a cornhole. I just watched him. I can't even believe it. I saw him at this little thing. You ever at cornhole? This thing Midwestern morons do? He went over there and I watched him do it. Right? I saw him flip a little thing. I gotta get him on my island.
How much are you? How much are you?
One time I had, you wouldn't even believe, it was me, Angela Merkel. What an amazing night. It was an amazing night. It was me, Sarah Silverman. It was a bunch of other but very important people. Elton John was there, a bunch of people.
Barry Diller.
And then the only thing you know is like I watched him. I said, Cornhole Torso Man. That's what I call him, right? It's my Cornhole Torso Man. And he comes in here and he just flipped the dildo into the open wide asshole of Angela Merkel like nothing I've ever seen. That's our update.
I got a tiny update.
Oh, please.
I forgot I've never searched Barry Diller in the
Your
Epstein file. My old boss, who is, if you know Barry Diller, sold Fox to Rupert Murdoch. He is the guy who Monty Burns is based off.
Yes. Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons.
Is based off of Barry Diller. Barry Diller was my boss. I had to like put a new orchid on his desk every day and throw the orchid in the trash every night.
Isn't that amazing?
I got in trouble because I was giving the orchids to the cleaning staff and they saw me do it on the camera and they're like, Mr. Diller doesn't want you to give away the orchids. You must throw them in the trash.
Those are Barry's orchids, okay?
Yes, exactly. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go on the DOJ website, look up Barry Diller, see if he was in the, and you know, his name's in there a bunch. Of course, he's a billionaire. Of course, his name's going to be in there.
New York, especially.
New York, yeah. And so I'm like, of course his name's in there. And then like third email I open is to Jeffrey, Barry wants to visit the island. Can we make time?
Nothing like a guy.
Like, straight.
Hey, let me just ask you a question.
He's married to Diane von Furstenberg, who is a well-known beard.
And he is, yeah, because he is, I think, didn't he come out, I believe? He didn't come out. But I can just imagine
him.
Had,
like, he used to live in Jersey, and he would take his yacht across the river from Jersey and then ride his moped into work from the docks.
You can always be gay in Jersey.
And then, but we always laugh because like the boat boys would come by.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like the staff that worked on his yacht, and it was like 10 like muscular boys. And
he
was
like, just like, hey, Jeffrey, it's me, Barry. I was just calling to say, listen, I just heard like something about a fuck island. I'd like to be there, please. Thank you.
Yes, please. Can I bring all my dead orchids? So if you know anything about Barry Diller, please send it in. I'm very interested to see more of his connections to Jeffrey Epstein, considering I knew him and hated him personally. So I would love to fucking get more information on that. And also another person we're looking at, if you have anything, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com is Paolo Zampoli.
Now, this guy is the Trump of Italy.
Yes.
He is a real estate magnate, and he works with models, and it's like, he's almost a one-for-one.
He inherited, his father died when he was 18, and then he inherited his father's toy company and then sold it to become get in the modeling business, and he opened his own modeling agency, and then he moved to the U.S. in 24. Trump claims that he is the person that introduced him to Melania Trump because she was one of his models.
Oh yeah, makes sense.
And then he isn't in the Epstein files a whole bunch, but he is in there three times, but each of those times are very interesting. First, there's a witness testimony from a model about Epstein that's heavily redacted, but she does recall her time working with Zampoli and calls him sleazy.
An Italian manager of a modeling agency? No way. That guy?
Yeah, this guy. He looks on the level.
No, that's an innocent man, the way he's gripping that fucking unidentified woman's waist.
Yes, there's a bizarre email exchange between Epstein and a redacted party in which the redacted seems to be going through some sort of mental health crisis, and there's saying, please, I'm asking for an investigation. I never killed anybody, and I stopped drugs, I swear. And I did not mention regular Bill Block, and we had Ari's private business discussed. I'm very scared, and it's all about Paolo Zampoli.
Now, I also find it interesting is that, you know, it's never a good sign if you Google yourself and there's just a bunch of pictures of you with a bunch of women's faces redacted.
Yes.
You know, like, that's always a bad sign.
And the last one is an email exchange, which says where Epstein told someone to be very careful. He's talking to Sultan bin Sulaim, the guy, the torture video guy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
He's talking to him, and that guy's having dinner with Zampoli, and Epstein told him to be careful. Zampoli is trouble lots. And then said he sells stories to the press, is what Epstein said about Zampoli.
Oh.
So if anyone has any information on Paolo Zampoli or Barry Diller and their involvement with Epstein, please email us. I would love to learn more about this.
We love to learn, and that is fascinating, and it sounds like, oh, he's well on his way to consequences.
Yes. So it's about these smaller guys.
Of course.
It's about, everyone wants it to be Tom Hanks.
But he's not a smaller guy. He's a big fucking guy.
They're all huge guys. Barry Diller is the biggest fucking guy. You know, and so like these are the guys who are flying under the radar because it's like the same thing as like, all right, I'm going to take this back to a much smaller level. It's got nothing to do with Epstein. It's like when an actor gets canceled for something they said in a movie or a role they portrayed.
Sure.
And they always go after the actor, and they never go after the producer. They never go after the executive.
Well, also the idea of going after somebody for doing a character is like ridiculous.
I know, but I'm just saying, you got to remember that go up, go to the top, go to the people who are really making the money. These are the guys that we need to hold accountable for all this shit.
Yeah, because it's the only way we're going to do it, and we have to chase them from place to place to place, and we have to make sure Les Wexner never can enjoy himself anywhere he goes as well. So now let's get into some actual justice.
Yes.
This is we may feel complicated about this man, but I don't really in the end when it comes down to
care
what he fought for, and it means a lot to all of us. This is a really strangely important case that I think is important. It's like we got to look at.
Yes.
Afro Man.
Afro Man!
Although I formerly known as Joseph Foreman, now we all know and love him as Afro Man. He was, I wanted to say, one of the soundtracks of my
Cause
college.
Cause I got high.
Ruined by 9/11.
Yes.
That was like, after 9, you guys have to understand that if 9/11 didn't happen, we're looking at an Afro Man has Grammys world.
I think we could be looking at an Afro Man has Grammys world now.
Yes, but I'm just saying that if Afro Man's vibe before 9/11, I think that we would, the whole world was on the right path until it happened. You know what I mean? So he was involved in this incident with the Adams County Sheriff's Office in Ohio. Now, the Adams County Sheriff's Office is a group of good old boy cops dead in the middle of the Florida of the Midwest.
Yes.
And they have had total impunity in this area. I mean, interesting that Afro Man lives amongst them. This is MAGA country.
Well, I mean, it's not far from where Chappelle is.
Dude, it is the red heart of MAGA country, right?
Yeah.
We also know
Ohio could always flip. Ohio could flip.
We'll see. Afro Man is, he is considering himself, there are some people that call him MAGA. There are also some people that believe that he views himself as an equal opportunist person.
He ran for president against Trump.
Yes. And he just seems to be, I will put this out there, a traditionally socially conservative older black man. All right.
Yes.
So that seems to be a lot of one of the things he talks about.
I don't have to personally be his friend.
No. But this is super important. So in 2022, August 2022, the Sheriff's County, they executed a search warrant on Afro Man's house. They apparently, there was someone who was saying about how he may have had a kidnapped person in
there. They had a tip from a meth head.
Some random fucking
person. An informant, yeah.
Right, that there was kidnapping and drug trafficking going on. He was not there. Afro Man was not there. His wife and children were home. The cops came in. They broke the gate in his driveway. They kicked the door in. They searched the home. They went through all of his CD collection. They apparently pulled out all of his suits, went through the pockets of his suits. They went, they stole $5,000 in cash, which happens.
They took $5,000 and they put it on there. They stole $400.
Yes.
They said that he had $5,000. He had $5,400 and they kept the $400. When we got arrested,
this happens a lot.
When
guys.
We got arrested,
especially with cash.
They said that they only found like $13,000 and we all know that there was over $30,000.
Yes.
And so the cops just take it.
They just take it. It happens a lot. All right, they found no evidence. There's no kidnapping. Nothing happening. All of this was caught on Afro Man's home cameras, right? He filled all these things of these fat, tubby cops ripping through his home. Now, Afro Man, he came up. He said they did $20,000 worth of damage to my house. Eventually, they say that he said they returned the $5,000. $400 of it was missing. It was all this kind of shit. And he's like, well, fuck this. They stole money from me. They came in. They fucked up my house. I don't really have any recourse except to take it to the fucking people. So he does what he was gonna do, where he put out, I get it, I understand that it was his 16th album.
I had no idea Afro Man was so prolific.
I mean, I think he's got a lot of time in there, right? He made this album, Lemon Pound Cake. Now, we're not allowed to play it due to rights and shit now, but you can know that
trying to get sued by Afro Man, although he does deserve some money.
Put down his Glock, lemon pound cake. So he wrote this song in which he takes aim at several of the police officers. What Lemon Pound Cake was about, this big fat officer that went into the kitchen and he looked at, you could see him go, he does the cartoony,
a triple take.
Dude, he does the cartoony yoga bear style, because his mom made a freshly made lemon pound cake that was sitting on the counter of his kitchen table. Yeah. Right? He also had the other songs were Why You Disconnected My Video Camera, because they did go through. They took out all his cameras from the inside of his home.
They got footage of the cameras getting disconnected.
There was another song called Will You Help Me Repair My Door?
Yes.
There was also a song called Sign My Titties and Hard Ass Dick.
That's all on the same album.
Those are the things, yeah.
Yeah, he only had three songs about the cops on that album.
Yes. And so the police, in all of their, these songs would go on, right? 20 million views, a lot of footage from the raid on his house. And then the police decided they needed to get some of their own justice.
Yeah.
So they decided to sue Afro Man.
For defamation.
For defamation of character. They said it was invasion of privacy, misappropriation of their likeness. And they sought from Afro Man $4 million in damages.
Yeah.
Then begins, truly, one of the most amazing trials I've ever seen. This is all in April. This came out in the last, like, watching the trial footage of them playing Lemon Pound Cake and Lick 'em Low Lisa that was based upon one of the other larger women that were one of the
Randy
officers.
Walters is a son of a bitch.
That's another song he put out. They played these songs in entirety in court, and the police's faces were so funny.
Yes.
Lick 'em Low Lisa was
crying.
She was crying when he played the song, and he cuts to Afro Man sitting in a full American flag suit that he bought from Amazon, just sitting there literally just laughing and bouncing his head to the song. Cut to him asking the police officer, the very heart of the case, of the defamation case, in which he's asking, his own personal lawyer asks this dumb shit police officer, so is it true in the song that Afro Man slept with your wife? Because that's the core of the defamation suit, right?
Yeah.
Is to say, obviously not. He's telling the world he did this. The police officer decides to react. How am I supposed to know? I ask her. It's like, you fucking moron just threw your whole case in the fucking trash.
Also, like, you just like, you're saying that about your wife.
Yes.
Afro Man saying it about your wife is one thing.
And it turns out it's because they had gotten divorced. And guess who's the only person that Afro Man brought as a witness testimony for him? That guy's ex-wife.
Whoa!
Brought him onto the stand. Ex-wife talks all about the song. She's an elementary school teacher. She comes out. She basically says, like, yes, I believe in an artist's right to, in order to sing, you know, like, that's what they do. The Afro Man's lawyer, in an amazing exchange, brought up, he's like, is there a tale of a song that you might have played in class for your students? Or he's just like, well, you know, I had a bunch of students play a certain song that was a, he's like, what's, you can say it once. You can say the title of the song. And she's like, song is called Wet Ass Pussy. And I heard them, my students started playing, and I told them, shut it off, right? I told them, you guys shut that off. But and he was like, were you offended by the contents of Wet Ass Pussy and what they were saying about the female body? And she was like, no, that's an artist's artistic license to talk about the way they feel about things.
Yes.
Like, encapsulated the whole thing. And then they go to the cross-examination. The first thing the guy says is like, hey, tell me, like, does this have anything to do with the divorce? Right? This must have a lot to do with the divorce. She was like, no. He's like, well, it's not like you had like a protective order against him or anything. She's like, yes, I did, actually. So then it revealed. She then the fucking moron lawyer literally walks her into admitting, without him knowing, that she had already had put a protective order out on her ex-husband police officer because he was a fucking psychopath.
Yes.
That's why they got divorced. It had nothing to do with the fucking song. So
Afro Man, she has a biracial child.
Yes, yes.
Which is the only person yet you can feel kind of bad for is this child.
Yes.
That's the only person you can kind of feel bad for, but I will say it's not Afro Man's responsibility to take care of this woman and to take care of this child's well-being.
Absolutely
it is
not.
Police officer's fucking job.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's that stepfather's job to do a good job and not have his bullshit come back on him and to reflect her.
I agree. And what I find interesting is that the judge was against Afro Man. He actually went out of his way to try to trash the teacher's testimony by saying that she's not an expert witness. He was very openly against this whole thing. Like, he went a long time lecturing Afro Man about how he can't show any form of emotion, like bordering on inappropriate, to a point where it's like he's just sitting there. And then, but guess who saw through all of this? The people.
That's right.
The fucking jury saw what the truth of the matter was, and they dismissed the charges. Afro Man does not have to pay them any money. So this is a really good example of how you take it to the state.
But the thing is, like, Afro Man is still out $20,000. And think about if he wasn't.
Dude, he's out $100,000.
How many
he's got
people,
out all of the fucking lawyer fees, all the, he's out.
How many people did these cops do this to that had no recourse, that didn't have Afro Man's audience and shit?
How many
doors did they kick down? How many fucking, you know, in the middle of Ohio when everyone's broke?
No,
they're
fucking
been terrorizing this goddamn Adams County for a while.
Well,
I'm glad someone finally fucking held them accountable.
I think it probably depends on your race, Eddie. And I also think it's interesting that it's MAGA on MAGA crime.
Yes.
Right, this is what you were seeing here, is this MAGA on MAGA activity. The police officers are they're all deeply in bed, obviously, with the administration. Of course they are. They're loving it. Afro Man's also fine with the administration. And they're all cannibalizing each other because of racism.
Yes.
Guys, your hate needs to be better directed. Listen, MAGA people, you can't inner fight each other, okay? I mean, please do.
That's their biggest strength, is they never eat their own.
Yes, but now I think it's time for you.
Yes. I mean, so shout out Afro Man. We fucking love you, dude. Thank you so much
for this thing. You did really good,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, this is exactly what bipartisanism is. This story in particular.
It's what we're fighting for.
It's fucking, I'm so proud of you. I'm glad you fucked that sheriff's wife.
Allegedly. Allegedly. All right, here we go. There's another.
Whatever. Oh, this is also the Lebo M thing. It goes right into this. The guy who's like fucking trying to sue that comedian for saying that the lyrics were different in the Lion King song Circle of Life, he's trying to sue him for $27 million because of something he said on Godfrey's podcast. Good luck with this Afro Man shit. These fucking defamation suits need to fucking end. It's also a waste of everyone's goddamn time and money.
People legitimately just need to loosen the living fuck up.
Yeah.
That is where we are currently at.
Live from your grave.
All right, so we got a bunch more. Let's switch it up real quick. Why I'm anti-Airbnb.
Okay, yes.
Why I continue to be anti-Airbnb.
I don't mind Airbnb. I stay in it sometimes. I got a couple dates coming up.
But this is one other example. Nicolette Keough. Who seems to be a OnlyFans model, Florida woman, 31 mm-hmm. years old, accused of peeing and damaging more than $3,000 worth of property in multiple Airbnbs. Now,
yes,
this woman was doing for content. She was pissing all over objects and filming them.
Yes. Right?
Now, my thing is, I know immediately people are going to say, oh, this same thing happens in a hotel. I know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to the hotel. I'm going to the hotel because that's where my wife's horniest.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just the plain fucking truth.
It's where I'm horniest.
That is where I go to have fun. That's where I go to fucking leave weird little things sometimes, right? And I put towels down, sure.
It is weird that we go to the dirtiest place possible to fuck.
Because that's where you do it.
Yeah.
Because at home, you have to think about all the things you have to clean. And in Airbnb, I don't want to go fuck crazy in Airbnb because all I'm thinking about is the fucking housemaid work.
It looks like home.
I just feel like it's like, that's not where
it's a coffee maker. Well, I guess a lot of hotels have coffee makers.
But I want to see
if
like
you use them, you're a psychopath.
Yeah, I want a sexy shower and a bathroom stuff in there. Like, yeah. I don't want somebody else to come worry about all this, the clean. You know, I leave money and stuff, and it's not like we're actively, like, I'm not getting fucking hardcore fucking gaped in there.
Yeah, no, it's normal. It's regular.
Yeah, but still, I go to a hotel to get fucking dirty in it, and this lady went around in this Airbnb pissing all over everything like she's a chihuahua.
Yes.
And she made quite a bit of money doing it, I guess.
Well, I don't know if she made a lot of money. She did it for her porno videos. And then, so the guy must have, this is what scares me about the Airbnb, to really know that this happened, he must have cameras inside the Airbnb. They claim that they saw her porno videos, and that's how they know. But, like, what are you, searching every person who stays at your Airbnb for their porno videos afterwards?
Well, imagine you're an Airbnb, right? Maybe you're already, all right, you own an Airbnb. Sense. You own this home.
Okay.
You yourself are wildly fascinated by pee-pee videos.
Yes.
Right?
Also.
The lady comes and pees in the house, right? Pisses all over the house, right? And then leaves.
So he's just watching pee-pee videos and he's like,
on his own.
That's my house!
I can absolutely see. She's squatting over the thing, right? And he's just like, oh yeah, fuck. He's ready to jerk off. He's got the whole thing out there. He's got his pants open. He's got the lotion. He's just, fuck yeah, this lady's so full of water. I was watching her drink water. I know her piss is going to be so fucking free-flowing. And then as she like lifts up the clam meat to fucking shoot pee all over the thing, yeah, he's just like,
wait a second.
Is that a picture of my grandmother? Like, is that
my crown royal chair?
And so that is one of the big problems. And she did pee all over his crown royal chair.
Now, when you're saying like, oh, what's a crown royal chair?
It's exactly what you think it is.
It's a chair that looks like a royal chair.
Oh.
That is covered in crown royal, like, garments.
And
it's a crown royal themed chair.
You just have to understand.
which is $3,000 on eBay.
If I see a Crown Royal chair in your home, I assume it's covered in piss.
Yes. Like, that's how you get it. You have to drink enough Crown Royal to fucking lose your continence.
I believe that to get a Crown Royal chair, you have to kill somebody for the Canadian government.
Yes.
Like, this is one of the, that is the single trashiest piece of furniture I might have ever seen. That Crown Royal chair for $4,000. We're looking at this thing. Cover that in piss.
Yes.
Absolutely drench
that. It looks like a throne, but it's a Crown Royal bag.
And you mean also tell me, I will say, and I'm not a big pee-pee, I'm not a pee-pee person, right? Mm-mm. I'm not a pee-pee person.
I mean, I pee every day.
But I mean, for me, not for the public, and I don't do it for fun. I do because I have to, right?
Yes.
But
I do find it kind of fun.
Sure, because it's fun to do. Yeah. But in the Crown Royal chair, like, to me, I guess that is a great custom environment.
So what? So this is her OnlyFans page,
this is her
Rob?
Fansly, but I just thought that these tags, these are her tags that she tags.
Beach
her
pee,
with.
Outdoor pee, pee, destructive pee.
Interesting.
Oh, live pee.
Oh, an anal. Just regular anal.
That's regular old anal. I guess that's when she's bored. That's when she's in a drier climate.
But I think destructive pee, man. She's that leaving
is,
evidence,
that
man.
That is evidence clearly on that she is still has up on her Peasley page. What is this?
Peasley. Yeah.
Fansly.
You're going to find a piss?
Annabella 69.
Yeah, really
if
great.
You wanna,
yeah.
If you want to give her a shout out.
Yeah, really great.
Yeah, she needs marketing on her part.
Really amplify it.
So the owner is saying that she caused $3,000 in damage. Obviously, we know that the Crown Royal chair was pissed on, and if you want to buy it on eBay, it goes from anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000.
How do I get the pissed on chair?
Yes, that is a little, you could sell that probably better. But
this
the
Airbnb dude doesn't understand that now you could sell every object that's been pissed on in the house.
Here are the other things that he says that she peed on, and some of those things, sure, make sense. Other things, I don't know if he's telling the truth. He's saying that he has to replace the Crown Royal chair.
Yes, sir.
A rug. 4 dining room chairs, but then a typewriter?
Ooh, that's not a...
A
that
coffee
can't be
maker?
Ruined by pee.
A TV?
Oh, she might have peed in it, but you can wash it.
A record player? A toaster?
She peed on the record player? What
she
is she?
An electric fireplace?
Is she a gremlin? Is she like one of those who destroys...
I think... She definitely peed on the Crown Royal chair because that's where the pee goes. That is like, you could look at that and be like, this is my new toilet. I get it.
You pee on the Crown Royal chair, you definitely pee on a rug. You
I
definitely
think if you
pee
go
on
to an Airbnb and there is a Crown Royal chair in there, I'm personally giving you the okay to pee on that chair.
I'm pretty certain I've accidentally myself have pissed on a dining room chair.
If I saw a Crown Royal chair, you might just start peeing out of excitement.
Dude, I might shit.
Yeah, exactly. Now, but to think that this woman saw a typewriter and was like, you know what this needs?
Piss. I got it, Joe.
You're telling me that there's a TV mounted to the wall and she peed on the television. This guy is using this pee-pee incident as a way to refurnish his Airbnb completely.
All work and no pee make Jane a go crazy.
You know what you should have used instead of Airbnb?
What?
Airbnb.
Hey! Thank you, Rob.
Hey!
Rob, big saving
Welcome
it.
To the show. Welcome to the show. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
and that's
nice.
His new website.
Airbnb. Honestly, great. Come to my house. Piss all over my house.
Here we go.
We're on Airbnb now.
Welcome to the tarps. And guess what? Because it's Airbnb, you got to remove the tarps.
Yeah,
I want to see it washed and hanging on the drying line when you leave, okay? Or you're going to get it. You're going to get a PPP. You're going to get a PPP.
Oh my God. Oh, that was fun.
Really,
I told you we had to talk about her.
We had to talk about her, yeah. I mean, almost to the point we have so many other real stories. We did, you know, like you got the story of the Charlie Kirk's mentor dying in the pickleball accident.
Oh, how did we forget about that?
It is
Charlie Kirk's mentor died in a vicious pickleball accident.
This guy by the name of Jeff Webb, 76 mm-hmm. years old, also known as which is the single most disgusting title I've ever
kind
heard.
Kind of really, yeah, this is really disgusting.
He was known as the father of modern cheerleading.
Oh my God.
Which, to me, let's get a mother in there. You know? I don't think old Poppy needs to be in charge of the cheerleaders. But he apparently turned cheerleading into a gigantic, gameable
like competition, like by creating competitive cheerleading and added capitalism to it. And I'm certain God knows how many allegations, how many dead girls is attached to this man. I'm just going to go, I mean, the man's fucking dead. I couldn't give a fucking shit. Fuck him. I'm pretty certain he's done bad things. But this guy, he died in a freak pickleball accident in which he fell and he cracked his head open. Mm-hmm. And I guess he's been in a hospital. If you die during pickleball, you're the weakest person that's ever lived. Yeah, pickleball is the single safest activity besides, what's safer than pickleball? Walking, right? Like just straight walking. Pickleball, slow, open court, ping pong.
Yes.
With tennis ball style things. Yes, people do it fast. Cena does it fast.
Pickleball injuries are on the rise.
Sure, because
there are a lot of people are tearing their Achilles tendon.
That makes sense.
People are losing eyes. People are losing sight from pickleball. I looked this up. There's a lot of like, it's crazy.
Like people getting hit by the ball.
Well, pickleball as a sport has gone up over 300% in the last 5 years.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Why are you obsessed with pickleball? Also, why do you think pickleball should be eradicated? I think we need to hear from both
sides.
Well,
doctors are saying that pickleball injuries are becoming quite an epidemic.
Yes, because
they are
jumping
dealing
right
with
in.
This a lot. There's a lot of unhealthy people who are playing pickleball because they can't play tennis.
Yes,
and so they're playing pickleball and then they're tearing their Achilles.
But also
they're fucking getting very hurt. They're unathletic people.
But I love the social aspect, and I love that people I love that older people are exercising. They need to. You got to get out there. You got to do movement. Pickleball is a fun way to get out there. You can meet all sorts of anti-vaxxers out there. There's so many fun. Just know that if you join a pickleball league, they're all completely fucking insane. It's why I stopped playing pickleball to begin with. I played about 3 times. I'm not into the social aspect personally. I don't want to meet new people. I'm done. I'm full, right? Yeah. I don't need a new best friend. And with pickleball, it does happen to be, and I mean this as no slight to all of you that love pickleball, but it also seems to be a place where lonely people go. And so they go there where they can't be loved by other people. So they go to the pickleball courts to be loved or replace that love with pickleball, you know, in some ways. And I feel like that's strange. I had an older woman call me fat.
That's nice.
She was correct.
Yeah.
You know, but that's life.
Well, she was just probably giving you pickleball advice.
She was.
But going back to Jeff Webb, the guy who died from falling during pickleball, which is, people don't die playing pickleball very often. I think there's only, I tried to search, I can only find like 5.
I'm glad it's him.
I just searched him. He's on the Epstein. I don't know if it's him, but there are some Jeff Webbs on the Epstein list.
I am absolutely shocked, Eddie. No way. All right? There's no way that is possible, Eddie.
Yes, the father of modern cheerleading.
Oh, look at that.
Also, it's like a guy who creates human pyramids, hits his head playing pickleball.
Fascinating. Because he said it was such a shame when Charlie Kirk got shot because he said we might have lost.
A future president.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, God, that made me feel better.
He was a billionaire, by the way, just so you know. Yeah.
Still, it's the only fucking happy news I've gotten all this year.
He had a private jet that he called Cheer Force One.
I want this guy. I'm just glad that he's gone. I'm glad he's gone. I refuse to believe that he did anything good. Okay? I don't care. I know that, yes, I'm glad. I like high school sports or whatever, but I still feel like it's another thing that we have weaponized, and it's like another thing that like makes little girls showing their midriffs go to Las Vegas. You know what I mean? It's just like another thing that shouldn't be there.
Did you know that cheerleading isn't necessarily a sport, considered a sport? It's an athletic activity, and so that's how he's able to like skirt around things.
All these regulations, and he can monetize it in really fucking questionable ways, and he's definitely guilty of something. We just haven't heard about it yet.
His his company, Varsity Spirit, got in some hot water with sexual misconduct claims.
No way.
This was on Wikipedia. On September 2020, USA Today published published a report accusing governing bodies tied to Varsity Spirit of allowing 180 individuals, including coaches, choreographers, and others, indicted for child sexual abuse.
Eddie,
140 of them have been convicted and then continue participating in activities. It found that their list of blacklisted individuals only contained 21 people, even though 180 individuals were indicted for child sexual abuse. Only 21 of them were blacklisted.
Oh, great. Well, good. You know what I say? Keep it going then.
Yes. So this is Charlie Kirk's mentor. Obviously, Tapusa, Turning Point USA, put out a statement saying that they...
They were like, don't know. The guy died. Don't know the guy who's dead. And Erica Kirk went, stop.
Yes. That is actually, I think, a direct quote.
Stop.
Yeah.
And then she went back inside of the huge asshole that birthed her.
Yeah.
I actually do believe that Erica Kirk is not...
She's a butt baby, you think?
I don't think that she's separate from the ancient evil that birthed her.
Yeah.
And that she's actually just sort of the end of a long sort of like, I'd say proboscis from the general area of a giant sort of Dunwich horror style ancient enemy of the human race.
Yeah, it would make sense that...
I don't want to defame her at all, though. No. I don't want to get sued.
I mean, like, she, you know, but it would make sense that she's a butt baby because she does look like...
Well, she's in a
Cabbage Patch doll after you stepped on the back of its head.
She's a double agent for the CIA and Russia.
Yes.
Probably an MKUltra child prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately had Charlie Kirk murdered for her own benefit.
So. We think so. Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm just covering myself legally.
Yeah, legally. But yeah, well, I want to deep dive in her a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You and J.D. Vance.
Hey! Come on. A shallow dive.
Hell yeah. All right, I think it's time.
He is a lazy boy.
It is time for some listener emails.
Are you ready, Eddie?
Yes.
Are you horny, Henry?
Yes, sure.
Now it's time for listener emails.
Now, in a run-up to these stories last week, I kind of made a mistake in even asking for these.
Sometimes you ask for something in the moment and you're like, oh, wow.
Wow. And what I did was I asked for you to tell me the stories of your ghost pets. Now, what I did find interesting is that I started reading one of these to Natalie. She just started crying. So what I'm going to do here is, because this is, I'll tell you the truth, right? Obviously, I'm not anything. I believe in almost nothing. Right, I'm a full across the board agnostic.
Yes.
I believe that there's not even really even a point anymore to ask if there's a God because we're not going to even know.
It's silly.
We're going to be dead. Whatever
might as
happens,
well ask if there's a Zeus,
same. And then I think that we are. It doesn't matter what happens next because you just blink out and whatever that experience is something that we will never know. Right, that is my cold hard truth. But yes. When it comes but
I agree.
Unfortunately, when it comes to pets, doggies and kitties, I become Linda, where there is no way you can't convince me little puppies and kitties don't go to heaven and that there's not a gentle world.
So you believe that heaven only exists for dogs and cats?
If there is a celestial afterlife for things that are inherently good, it could only be for pets.
Okay.
No human being
is good enough to go to heaven
remotely, anywhere near the surface.
Okay.
To go to heaven.
I could see this
if
as
there
a,
is one.
Plausible. Yeah.
And honestly, if you do believe in the core of the Gnostic teaching, your OG Gnostic teachings of the beginnings of Christianity, they don't believe in a heaven or hell. They believe you do just sort of wander the earth anyway, aimlessly. And that's really what happens. And that heaven is only for saints and hell is really only for the most heinous of heinous. But
what is the difference between agnostic and atheist?
Atheist means you hardcore believe that there is absolutely nothing.
Okay.
And that there is no God, that there is nothing besides the empirical, what you can measure. Everything requires scientific evidence, and you want things to be here, and things are basically humanistic. Because part of what the good part of atheism is trying to say is that we don't need a sky daddy to act good to each other.
Yeah, no, you don't have to be scared to go to hell to not commit crimes.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like that's one of the central tenets of atheism, the idea of that, the idea of faith being a fantasy is probably true more than anything, right?
I'm
like, it makes
sure
you feel
I'm
better.
Atheist.
You might, yes, you might be.
I think I'm atheist.
I just believe in agnosticism because I don't think we even fucking understand this current reality we are in, and that we are past any sort, we're nowhere near understanding it. We are lost in the fucking sauce right now.
Yeah. So
fish don't know they're in water.
I don't care.
You could say I pointedly don't know.
Okay.
And I know that trying to answer the question doesn't change my day to day.
Yeah. See, I go atheist because I just hate all religion.
Yeah, I just hate religion.
I think religion
is different than hating faith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do hate religion. So,
but if you know if church makes you a better person, good for you.
Yeah, whatever. So this story, though, so I'm going to read a couple of ghost pet stories.
Great.
That I believe in wholeheartedly. And if you don't believe in them, I honestly, at this point in time, you just have to just walk away. Okay. Yeah. If you're not into ghost pet stories, this is what we're going to do. This is a maudlin time, and I'm going to be reading it in the style of my mother.
Okay, great.
So my parents, they're definitely haunted. But their old Chihuahua Cricket, she chose my dad one day when he was working as a manager of a Safeway store in Texas. Her previous owner had abandoned her in the parking lot. She came to the store, went upstairs to the offices, and walked into my dad's room. And they were inseparable ever since. Some years later, my parents moved to Colorado. They had me. She never forgave me for being born. But she lived to the ripe old age of at least 18 years old. And when she died, they buried her in our family pet cemetery. And when my folks moved away, they dug up bones. And they brought them with them.
Oh my God.
They've since moved back. And to this day,
they dug up its bones?
My mother did the same very thing for Tuffy, her childhood dog. When my grandfather finally died, they went back and they dug up the bones.
What? And then what?
Had it in a fucking garage.
They should know what they should have done. Gave the bones to another dog. Dogs love bones.
Cute.
Yeah, let it keep going.
And then they get mad dog disease. Now, they have a hard little body. They put it, they whip vintage hard body little igloo cooler. It's probably from the 70s. That's what the bones are. They've since rescued several more Chihuahuas. Because my mother has an insatiable need to have enough something to smother something with love. Which is normal. That's what all mothers want. And you take it from us when you leave. Just know that. You take our purpose from us. And you leave us and let our breasts dry.
Hold on. There's no ghost in this story.
Wait. Now, my folks, they have sworn up and down for decades now that late at night, they'll have their pack of Chihuahuas in bed with them, but they can still hear Cricket's toenails walking around the kitchen. And when I move
back...
Sounds
like they got rats.
No. No, you don't know. You weren't there. And I moved back in after college. I heard it too. But luckily, she only ignored me in the afterlife.
Sounds like rats.
Here's the next
one. That story's not real. Not a real story.
Eddie, you don't know.
I do know.
You know how many times people come up to my mother and say stuff like, I talked to your dog in heaven, and she wants to know.
She's a mark.
She wants to know. Your dog wants you to know. Live your truth.
Henry Thomas, I need some more money. Henry Thomas, I need money.
Listen, they said to me, don't be ashamed for yourself. I talked to a pet psychic, came up to me and said, I spoke to Valentine in the afterlife. And she said, you're going to want to get into Duolingo. Yes. And then gave her the code, last podcast 50 for Duolingo. here we go. Ghost cat.
I'm more of a fan of ghost dog.
Of course.
Great movie.
It's a bit slow, but...
It's phenomenal.
I actually wanted to send this story to you 4 years ago when it happened, but I talked myself out of it. Did my mother write this? After hearing your request for pet haunting stories, though, I figured I could finally share my pet ghost experience. Breeze was my beloved childhood cat who had passed away 10 years before this story. One night... I was sleeping in my bed when I was awakened by something jumping onto the foot of the bed. The movement definitely woke me, but I didn't open my eyes or even try to make sense of what I had just felt, because it's important to mention that this time there was no other pets living in my home.
But we do leave the back door open every night.
It's for the breeze. I then began to feel the motion of little steps walking along the mattress toward the head of the bed, and I heard purring. Then I felt something furry brush against my hand, so it lifted my hand, and the next thing I knew, I was petting what I still believe to this day was my cat Breeze. I kept my eyes closed because I was afraid he would be gone if I opened them. But I could feel his little ears, his furry back and tail, under my hand. I continued to pet him for another minute or so. I opened my eyes, and he was gone.
Oh, it sounds like you had a weird dream.
Sounds like you never let me tell nice stories, Eddie.
Sounds like
every time I tell my dreams. Stories, you just get so cynical about them. And I know it's true. I white lit Valentine when she went to the other side.
She's fucking petting a pillow, and we got to sit here and read a story about it.
Honestly, a lot of the times, I'm breaking character in here. A lot of times, it does turn out. It's a drifter that's broken, and he's about to suck on your fucking feet. You know how many times that happens?
How come all the ghost pet stories is like the pet coming back, and it just wants to... It's never like the pet was evil, and it's coming to kill me again.
No, it's not.
Because like, ghosts are like just as evil as they are nice.
Here's another one.
When I was younger, I had a pet frog.
Oh, Jesus.
He was Christ. A very good frog.
All right.
And he enjoyed doing things most frogs enjoy doing. He really enjoyed when I played the music, specifically, Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet.
The iPhone song? The iPod song?
I don't know why, but
the Silhouette iPod song.
He loved that song.
He loved all Apple products.
He would croak along to it every time he heard it. This is relevant to this story.
Oh, okay.
So one day, I was rushing out the house after feeding him, and I accidentally forgot to lock his tank. When I come home, the tank was open and he was gone. I looked for him for days.
It turned into a ghost.
I looked for him for days. I never found him. Completely destroyed little kid me. Starting after that, whenever it was really quiet in the house, or when I was listening to Jet, I would hear him.
Gonna be my girl? Bah, 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 da, da, da. That's the Ribbit. Song that he's talking about.
Ribbit.
Bah, 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 da, 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 da.
Eddie, I swear to God.
That's the Madden soundtrack.
Eddie, I swear to
That's
God.
That's what he's talking about, the John when Madden
I listen,
soundtrack.
No. When I sit and listen to Jet, I'd start hearing his croaking. Right? And that went long after I knew that there was no chance of him surviving. No chance. Hearing his croaking, though, always made me feel a little better, no matter what was up. It was years after I lost him that we were clearing out the house to redo the carpet, and we ended up finding his body.
So he was croaking, trying to be found, and you're like, it's his ghost
it was
from
his
beyond.
Ghost.
It's his ghost. The frog
Help
was
me.
Trying to live.
Help me. Come He's get dying. Me. Yeah. I'm in the wall. And then we gave him a proper burial. And after that, I never heard the croaking again.
This fucking irresponsible child kills a frog and croaks. And then he hears the goddamn thing. All right, if a dog or a cat has a soul, that's a conversation that I don't want to have. But now that we're talking about it, like, I'm not willing to go frog.
I am just...
I'm not willing. I'm not...
We're going to get so many emails.
Frogs do not have souls. They're an amphibians. They're cold-blooded. You need warm blood for a soul.
Google AI does say frogs possessing souls is a philosophical and spiritual question that is up for debate.
Google AI cannot answer this question. I refuse.
I will say also my friend from the Red Dot reached out, also said the same thing. But I honestly, I do believe that on some level,
Yes. The idea that there being an Akashic record style world where the actual physical spirits of our dogs and cats kind of reside might be a step too far, but I'd hope that it's there just because it's sweet. But I do believe that at the very heart of hearts, the reason why there is so much specific ghost pet like material, which is like we got 100 emails, like not even exaggerating. And I think partially
people miss their pets.
But I think that is that. And I think that we, and I love side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com to get your opinions on this. I do think we're seeing the direct evidence of what you'd call a thought form or a tulpa. That this is literally an exact example of the purity of your own emotions,
yeah,
and the feelings you have around that dog and that pet and that sense of comfort and the sense of home that that animal brings.
Yeah.
You can project it into your reality.
No matter who you are or what you believe in, you like your pet.
More than like, anybody else.
Like the Klan has dogs.
Oh, yeah. You Hitler know, like, loved his dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a, there is that. That exists. The Klan yes. probably has like lots of dogs.
Lots of dogs.
Yeah. So,
well, and then like residual.
I bet you the Klan's got cats.
Residual hauntings versus direct hauntings. Like a residual haunting, sure, which is just the sounds of stuff from the past that you're still hearing, as opposed to the spirit of an animal actually being there.
Yes. Yeah. Also, side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Do you know any Klan members? Klan members that have cats?
Ku Klux Klan? Ku Klux Klan?
Now that is actually really making me curious.
Of course, they. I think they're more dog people than cat people.
I've just never seen.
Well, people don't show up with their cats. They don't hunt people with cats.
Let me look at it. Honestly, with cats. KKK Grand Wizard with cats.
Yes. I think it's bad.
Yeah, Frank Ancona had a bunch of cats.
Oh, he did. It must be hard on the cat to have the hood on with the whiskers, you know?
Yeah.
Dogs do great in a hood.
I think a hood helped them. That was their problem, is that it said it smelled like pee. So maybe they kind of kept him from smelling it because he had the hood over his face.
Let's end the show.
Yeah, it's time to end. We've been doing this long enough.
What's for talking about whether the Klan has cats or not?
It's time
we
to
can,
end.
We can end the show now.
Yeah, we can go. Live every day wondering what pets your favorite hate race group has. Laugh knowing for a fact that I bet you the guys over at the Nation of Islam love turtles. Who fucking knows? And you can live every day knowing that our episodes will sometimes go to an hour and a half because we want to. We want them to. And we're here. So go to patreon.com/lastpodcast on the left to give us money and get these shows commercial free. You can also get them. You can see Last Stream on the Left live every Tuesday, 5 p.m. PST. This week we have After Hours, which is if you give money at the $10 level, you can contribute videos of your own and we will pick them and then make fun of you for them. We cannot wait on a very special show all for your own on Patreon.
Yeah, we will say that the videos do need to get a little better.
We're getting there. We're getting there. We're working on it. We're working on it. And go to LP on the left for all of our social media needs. Go to our YouTube channels for all the fucking horseshit. And go to lastpodcastontheleft.com to buy tickets for our live show.
That's right. Side Stories is hitting the road. We're going to Alaska. It's happening. Anchorage is sold out on April 17th. But April 18th, we got a Fairbanks show. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm also going to do another show the next afternoon with Billy. I think it's either on the 18th or the 19th or the 20th. Either way, you'll find out about it.
Yep.
Lexington, Kentucky is going to be directly after our Cincinnati show. I can't wait for the Cincinnati show.
Can't wait.
I can't wait to go fucking show off to my family that people like me. That people like me.
We got to go to Unheard of.
Unheard. Oh, yes.
That store.
Oh, you love that store. You fucking love that place. And we'll go to Cincy Shirts, too. I love that place. But Lexington, Kentucky, April 26th, we're going to be there. That's going to be a lot of fun. Come see us there. May 7th, we're going to be at the Avalon, part of Netflix is a joke. Come see Side Stories. Billy Wayne Davis is going to join us
show.
That's going to be a lot of fun. That's May 7th, 9:45 at the Avalon here in Los Angeles. May 30th, we're going to be in Rochester, New York. And June 28th, London, Ontario, and of course, February 2027, Crime Wave at Sea. Go see that shit. And then, not this weekend, but next weekend, come see Amber and I at the Lyric Hyperion here in LA. We're doing a co-headlining set. It's going to be a lot of fun. I got some new material. I'm going to try out some jokes for Alaska and for P-Funk Fest. And I got a whole bunch of shows coming down the line. Go to eddietunes.com. Get your tickets to come see me personally on the road. I just booked a whole bunch of more stuff.
That's fucking great.
It's going to be great.
great. I'll see you guys very soon. We love you very much.
Love you. Bye bye. Hail Satan.
And yes, hail ghost pets.
Yep.
Fuck it. Good for you. I'm glad you got a little more time with them.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah. Rambo is definitely dead. Rambo ain't coming back. He spent every moment on Earth.
He's
that
tired.
He had. Yes. And if he was a ghost, I'd never know because he couldn't walk and he just lays there.
And we are also, we are sorry to the family of Rosa Parks.
No, you're not. It's fucking, why do you mean we're sorry? Sorry to the family of Harriet Tubman. But Rosa Parks, if you want to call my grandma hot, what am I going to get mad at you?
We'll see you next week.